Woman of the Week, thanks so much for tuning in. If I'm not mistaken,
May was Stroke Awareness Month, and I'm so sorry we missed it. Time flying by. We didn't have a chance to get to it, so we're going to make good on that right now.
My name is Marilyn Russell. My guest this morning, Kristen Jorgensen, a stroke victim, a stroke survivor. Let's not even use that word victim. Every 40 seconds in the United States of America, someone potentially is having a stroke. Did you know that?
No, did not know that at all.
It 80% of strokes can be prevented, and there's all kinds of ways to figure out and pay attention to what's happening. You, Kristen Jorgensen, were sort of blindsided by having a stroke at the age of 26.
Yeah, had no idea what it was. Knew something was very wrong. I was at the DMV getting a new driver's license with my husband when it all happened, and my world kind of went upside down and really had no idea what was going on. I knew something wasn't right neurologically, but didn't know what it was.
What were you feeling?
You know, it was an instant migraine, and I had suffered with migraines most of my life. So it was the worst migraine I ever had. I felt like I was kind of walking sideways and dizzy, almost faint feeling. And it was January. So, you know, I kind of thought, okay, am I really that nervous about getting my driver's license? I did have a winter coat on, but it didn't make sense. They were asking to see proof of residency, and I had the forms and I couldn't pass them over.
Had you just moved here from someplace else?
From California. Yep. We're in the process of buying a new car. And, you know, they were asking for stuff, and it was like, I knew I had it, but I couldn't put the connection together to actually pass it over and hand it to them. And I kind of gave my husband this look of like, help. And he was able to kind of help me. Knew something wasn't right. And we got to the photo portion where they do the temporary photo. And, you know, I was smiling as big as I possibly could. And I remember the picture popping up and, you know, the person kind of saying like, oh, are you happy with it? And thinking like, oh my God, that's the worst photo ever. But I couldn't communicate. It was like suddenly I couldn't see. I couldn't
communicate. Had you had a facial change? What was happening?
And, you know, actually my driver's license for the last 4 years has been literally in the middle of me having a stroke. I mean, it's, you can see the droop in my face. You can see the swelling in my face. It's very scary.
That's a distinctive sign,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, my husband instantly was kind of like, all right, Kristen, like, enough. Like, you've got your photo. We're leaving now. And we walked outside of the DMV, and it was, you know, it was January. So there's snow on the ground, and there's this huge snowbank separating me to the car. And I'm walking towards the car, and I know I have to turn left, and completely telling myself, turn left, Kristen, turn left. And I just plowed straight into the snowbank. And I remember my husband saying, you're acting like you're drunk. And I couldn't communicate. And that's when I knew something was seriously wrong. And I had had concussions from sports, but I knew it wasn't a concussion. Like, I knew something else was wrong, but I couldn't communicate it. And so the car ride to the hospital was, I mean, by far probably the scariest thing for my husband, because I wasn't making any sense. I was kind of babbling. I had this really weird laugh going on. And he knew, with the history of concussions, to try and keep me talking. And I would go silent, and then he tried to get me talking. And all the while, like, I kind of felt like it was an out-of-body experience. Like, I was watching myself going through this, but I couldn't do anything about it. And luckily, you know, my husband got to me in the hospital within 5 minutes of leaving the DMV. Yes. The way things all played out that day was a miracle. And, you know, the thing with stroke is time. Time is of such essence with a stroke. And I thank God that, you know, my husband was with me, one, but two, that he was able to get me to the hospital fast enough. Because when they were able to quickly diagnose it as a stroke, and they were able to give me a drug called TPA, which is like a major clot buster, and they administered that. When they then airlifted me out to a Center City hospital. And when I was getting ready to be airlifted out, I mean, I was completely paralyzed on the right side. I had no feeling at all.
Oh my God.
And I mean, you know, the viewers can't, you know, listeners can't see me, but I have no deficits really. And it was amazing that because of getting me there so fast, I was able to have the recovery that I had. It's really scary that, you know, at 26 years old, this isn't supposed to happen. And I remember sitting there when they said, oh, you know, diagnosing it as a stroke, and I'm laying there on this table and I can't communicate, and, you know, talking about airlifting me out and this and that. And I just remember thinking, like, a stroke, like, that's for old people. I mean, like, I'm 26 years old, I'm healthy, like, what are you talking about? And, you know, the more and more I've learned after my recovery is that this happens to all and any. And, you know, more and more it's happening to young people. And it's, you know, people know what to look for when it comes to a heart attack, but we don't know what to look for when it comes to a stroke.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of scary that, you know, more and more it's happening to the younger generation, and they don't know that the facial drooping and the arm weakness and your speech, how imperative it is that if you see something like that, to call 911 or to get yourself to the nearest emergency room so that you you can have the, you know, that time where you can get that clotbuster drug, you can get the, you know, attention that you need. Because had I been at home, I was working out of a home office. I was able to keep my job when we moved out here from California. And had I been home alone, I mean, the doctors have all said, like, I probably would not have survived. And that's so scary that, you know, given the way my story was, I got so lucky to be where I was, to have my husband with me, and to get the attention that I needed.
Yeah, the timing of it was right. The voice you are hearing is the lovely Kristen Jorgensen, and this is her extraordinary story. While moving into Pennsylvania from California, her and her husband are at the DMV. She unwittedly has a stroke, just random. It's so random. And I think that's what we don't think about in our day-to-day lives. If you could go back 4 years ago and tell your young 26-year-old what to be thinking about, what would you say?
I've learned to not take everything for granted. You know, at 26 years old, I was a newlywed. I was not thinking about having this massive trauma. It was like, you know, our lives were great and it was this new chapter, and then suddenly, bam, we're hit with this. And I'm so thankful for the way that things happened. And to know, you know, to go back in time and to see kind of the recovery that I've had, and to see, you know, how hard I've worked to get where I am, I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah. But and you look remarkably well, by
thank
the way.
I think the, you know, one of the biggest things for me is I wish I would have known. You know, I wish I, you know, obviously my husband got me the attention that I needed as fast as he could, and thank God, you know, and look at how I am today. But I wish that more people that age would know what to look for, and, yeah, and know that it's not just going to affect the 80 and 90, you know, it can affect pediatric patients. It can affect 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds. I mean, more and more, you know, after my recovery, I kind of sought out support groups, and, you know, I really struggled with finding a place where I fit, because a lot of times I'd walk in and it'd be like, you know, a room full of older people, and they're kind of looking at me like, why is she here?
Right.
And so I found some support groups online with young stroke survivors, and, you know, hearing these stories and just seeing how lucky I was for my recovery compared to others, it made it even more of a passion of mine to try and get the word out as to what a stroke is and how you can identify it. And, you know, for me, it's kind of a mission in my recovery to continue to try and pass that message along so that more and more people can identify one in case they have to.
There's so much more to Kristen's story, and unfortunately, we're out of time. You can hear my conversation with Kristen Jorgensen, stroke survivor, in its entirety on the podcast at 957penfm.com.